go ahead and start then. We were tinkering a little bit with the agenda because I wanted to make today or make this meeting as useful as possible for what we're doing right now. In other words, discussing business and coordination and whatnot of the showcase later on today. However, Eduardo has yet to join us, and I'd like to try to delay that so that we can have him lead that discussion. However, well, I'll tell you what. We'll just go to what we were going to say is other business, and we'll talk about that first. And hopefully that will give us enough time that Eduardo will show up. First other thing I want to do is there's a couple of faces that are unfamiliar to me. So if they're unfamiliar to me, they're probably unfamiliar to everyone. Can we just do a quick roundtable introduction? I'm Bo Brendler. I think people know who I am at this point. Go right ahead.
I'm Gordon Chilcott.
From?
And
you're ALS? I'm a representative of ALS from Toronto.
Thank you.
You don't want to name it?
No.
He's got a cool tablet.
Evan Leibovich from Toronto, part of the ALS Clue, and vice chair of ALAC.
Wendy Seltzer, individual member, and also in the GNSO Council from the non-commercial constituency.
My name is Amy Stepanovich. I'm here on behalf of and at the direction of Mark Rotenberg, who's on another panel at the moment.
Darlene Thompson, Secretary at North American Rallo.
Gareth Sherman, North American ALAC representative. And from representing the ALS Telecommunities Canada.
Annalisa Roger, representing the ALS San Francisco Bay chapter of the Internet Society.
Alan Skews, representing British Columbia and Yukon Pacific Community Networks Association. It's the ALS.
Alan Greenberg, unaffiliated member, GNS, ALEC liaison to the GNSO, former ALEC member.
I'm Heidi Ulrich, director for At Large.
Matthias Langenegger, I'm the staff support for NARELO.
Seth Green, I am working for Heidi as a consultant, and this is my first NARELO meeting. Well, not actually, but in person, certainly.
Okay, thank you. Why don't we move to the can we move to the transition item and get that out of the way?
Okay, as you might know, this is Heidi, and as you might know, Matthias will be unfortunately leaving us at the end of this week to go work with Nick Ashton-Hart at Google in Geneva. So we are going to be going through a transition period. Now, there are actually two periods coming up. One is the one that will be from the 21st of March through the end of April. And that in that interim, we're going to be having Seth Green take over three of the RALOs, and that is NARALO is one of them. So he will be actually your staff support for at least that time. Now, we do have some open positions available, and we're starting to interview for those. That is, one is the formal replacement for Matthias, and the other one is for a coordinator position. Which actually had been taken away, or actually Matthias had been covering that both positions for the last year and a half. So that's very welcome. So we're hoping that those two people will be in place by May or June at the very latest. So depending on when that happens, that transition period that I've just talked about will continue through until those people are in place. Now, from beginning of May through end of August, I'm going to be away. So we also will have Seth take over the ALAC and the executive committee responsibilities during that period as well. Okay. So, Seth, did you want to just say a few words or? Okay.
Well, you, technically you have to because you record it all.
Yes. I hope I can do if I can do a quarter of the job that Matthias has done, I'll be very happy. Thank you. And I will try to do twice the job, just so you know, but I don't think I'll be succeeding in that. Thanks very much.
Moving to the next item. Still not. We've called Eduardo, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, now I'm just going to mention the Internet Town Hall, which is yes, Darlene.
I'm just wondering if Matthias, if you could put it on the Skype as to what the dial-in is for this. Eric Bruner-Williams would like to join, but he doesn't know what it is. Thank you. Sorry. Go ahead.
The Internet Town Hall, which is not to be confused, as I did earlier this week with our showcase event today. The Town Hall is on March 15th. That's tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. It's no longer at CBS Interactive Studios. It's still at CBS Interactive Studios. Okay. 235 Second Street. I've got all these notes here. 235 Second Street in San Francisco. John Markoff will be there, Declan McCullough, and other luminaries to be announced. There will be a taxi roundup to get there. It's about a 20-minute walk from what I hear. So if we meet in the lobby at what time, we will...
Well, the reception starts at 6 o'clock, and the actual town hall begins at 6:30. So I think it would be good if we started meeting around 5:30.
Whoever has their monitor on.
So let's repeat that so everybody heard. Meet in the lobby at 5:30 if you want to get a taxi to the Internet Town Hall event. Okay. And Eduardo is here, so we'll give him just a second to sit, but not much longer than that. Eduardo, can you fill us in now and kind of take us through what we need to know and what you need done and what remains regards today's event? So we're just going to devote as much of the meeting as we need to making sure the showcase is all set, okay? So let us know what you need. Can you do it at the end? Oh, you're leaving before. Okay, all right.
Yes, we're going to be upstairs at about 3:15 to set up the room or go through the logistics with staff. So whoever is interested in helping us, you're welcome. I need for all of you to be there about half an hour before, just to make sure you know how things are going to run. You
half an hour before where? Just so everybody's like crystal clear.
Upstairs.
Okay.
So we have all the ALSs there. Yes, Heidi.
Yeah, again, the Norello showcase is taking place in the Alexandra Room on the 32nd floor. The elevators, I believe, Matthias, just to correct me, it's in the new lobby. So you have to go to those elevators.
It's where the reception was last night.
Okay.
Yes. So you, Bo, and Olivier, he's not here. I sent him a note to Vint. We're going to pick him up downstairs by the registration booths in where the ICANN registration booths are at 5:45. So we're going to go downstairs and escort him upstairs. And other than that, everybody has seen the agenda. And I think Alan, I think somebody's going to talk about. You sent a message about Alan to.
About unaffiliated.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, is there a way we can put the agenda up on the screen so that we can just sort of go through it piece by piece and make sure everybody's on the same page and knows their cues and knows what to do?
Can I just...
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, this is Heidi, and just to let you know, on the RSVP, or the registration on our online site, we currently have 175 people. So we don't expect everyone to register, so I think we're definitely going to have over 200 people.
Go ahead, Darlene.
Eduardo, I just had a question. You said that we were going to do a run-through. You wanted us to do a run-through. If so, then we're going to need to show up there a lot earlier than just a half an hour beforehand, because people will start arriving about 15 minutes beforehand.
You mean like an hour before? But when I said a run-through is, you know, whoever is going to make a presentation there, because I think the ALSs are going to go up there, whoever is there, and talk about that ALSs.
So what do you mean by a run-through? I mean, a run-through is where you practice, you do your thing, and so that means that's going to take half an hour at least.
Okay. Well, I didn't. When I said the run through, I didn't mean that go through the run, real run through. Just, you know, whoever's going to speak should be right with us in the front.
No, it's not. Okay, a run through is a rehearsal.
Okay. Well, you know, to me, something else for that. I mean, unless you want to make a rehearsal.
No. I mean the agenda of the actual showcase, so we can look at it. While we're waiting, do you want to briefly update us on what you wanted to update us on?
I just wanted to highlight the post-expiration domain name recovery PDP report that has been posted a little while ago, and comments are welcome until the 7th of April. This is something the ALAC initiated to make sure that registrants of GTLDs actually can renew their domains if they expire inadvertently. Currently, there is no guarantee that that can happen, and there are registrars who make sure it doesn't happen. The participation from At Large in general and North American RALO in specific has been nil other than from North America, other than me as chair of the group. And it would be good if the source of the largest number of registrants in the world weigh in on this. We expect there to be a lot of pushback from the registrars that we are suggesting completely outrageous things which will destroy them and destroy their profit margin and destroy the domain industry. If there are not counteracting comments, the workgroup will likely have to listen to those and take some action because of it. So I can talk more at length in other forums about what I think you might want to say, but I'm not in a position to write any documents for you. But don't let it slip by, please.
Thanks. Okay, I see we have the showcase show flow up there, so I'm going to actually walk up there, and we'll just talk each element of it through. I know that sounds like something of a painful exercise, but... Okay, so,
hello.
Sorry. Okay, so Eduardo, our esteemed chair of the Showcase Organizing Committee, is going to do the introduction. Sorry about that. This is the alarm for my son's school bus, but it would be 3 hours too late, actually, to get that now. I'm sorry about that. It's really what it is. I have another one that goes off 3 hours later. Thank you. So can you, Eduardo, just tell us, you know, just give us an idea of what you're going to say. And
I'm just going to say welcome, everybody, and, you know, just to make sure everybody have their cell phones turned off type stuff. And I'm going to mention, the agenda, what are we going through, and some of the ALSs that we'll be presenting, and that's it. And then I will bring Rod, you know, to take over.
And Rod is obviously confirmed, and that's all set, and we're very precise about the time. You wanted to say something about that, Heidi?
Well, just, Eduardo, when you introduce Rod, you just need to say, I'd like to introduce Rod Beckstrom, President and CEO of ICANN. That's the standard introduction.
And then Rod's going to talk for 4 minutes, and then now there's no – is anybody going to introduce Vint between Rod and there, or is Rod going to introduce Vint? That's how it's going to work. He's going to do his 25 minutes.
Yes, so basically Rod introduces the keynote speaker, and then Vint comes up and speaks for 25 minutes.
Okay. And then the thank you to the keynote speaker, Olivier and I, and that doesn't involve does that involve talking, or that just involves giving him a gift, right?
I think just a brief, you know, thank you for your comments, et cetera, and then there'll be the gift of the wines from the various RALO regions
that we'll give that to you, and then you give that to Vint.
And we give that to Vint. Okay. Anybody have any questions on this so far? Does this look good? Everything's right? This is what we expect?
I have a question. Usually, the keynote speaker is usually 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, can it run more or less?
Usually in the past, the keynote speaker was about 15 minutes, but of course we don't cut them off, particularly not Vint.
We don't cut them off. Okay. Well, yeah, there'll be a big crowd, so, you know. Okay, and then Dr. Olivier comes in, thanks Vint, or whatever. General remarks on the at-large community and highlight importance of volunteer work. Does Olivier know what he's going to say? I mean, he's very good on, you know, he can do it off the cuff. Okay. Then Sebastian Bachelet for 3 minutes. Good luck keeping him to that. I'll cut him off if he goes over. Highlight role of at-large selected... Highlight role of at-large selected board director. That'll be good. He can talk about that. Followed by Adam Peake. Is this still happening? This is all okay. Adam Peake is going to get up and call for volunteers. 3 minutes, general remarks on NA Railo and call for new members. Now, is that the point where we want to do, well, let's just wait. So then, okay, 15 minutes total to present all of this. Okay, so ALS representatives present will introduce their ALS's organizations, not president will be present, will be introduced by the NA Railo chair. So perhaps it's best if I wait until the end when everybody's done, right? And then just read from a list and say, we are, you know, we wish our fellow fallen comrades were here, but they're not, that kind of thing, at the end or at the beginning? Probably at the end. Let's do it then. Okay.
Bo, so one of the things that I want to have everybody there like half an hour later is so we have whoever is going to talk on that section to be close by, because in the last showcase that I went, they were like around and then they have to wait to come in and, you know, and things move really fast.
So maybe...
Right, so when we have only 15 minutes. So, we
have to make when I do this, I'll just make a call like at the beginning before I start talking for this 3 minutes, which I probably won't talk that long. Or maybe I will. I don't know. It depends. I'll say here at the beginning of this, okay, we need all the ALS representatives present, and then I'll, you know, make whatever brief remarks I'm going to make so that they're all here in time. Okay? Question.
Actually, Brian? Yeah, I would like to add something to that. We'll have a PowerPoint on the plasma screen for the entire showcase, and we've put them in order in alphabetical order. So we'll have the ALSs present in alphabetical order. So it's the actual order that you can see on the screen.
It's
so
the order
we
on
should
the screen.
Actually, should follow that structure.
Confirmed. Confirmed. Confirmed, you guys are all here. We know Garth is here, Carlene's here, Alan's here. And is that the end? Oh, there's more, yeah. Annalisa, of course, she's here, so we know she's going to be there. Gareth is here. All right, so we're all present and accounted for on that list.
So how many are out there confirmed?
Well, I'm just going by who's sitting in the room. I mean, I assume all these people know they're going to do a little presentation, right?
Mm-hmm. Eight, so it will be like a minute and a few seconds for each one.
So,
go ahead, Heidi.
I'm sending in a video to Matthias, you know, so quick video, 1 minute.
I didn't understand that. Whoever that was, can you repeat that? Oh, hey, Julie.
It's Julie?
Yeah, hey, Julie.
I'm sending in a video to Matthias. It's going to be about 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Great. Hey, good. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Julie. Except Julie's not on the list.
Yeah, you have to.
We need him on the list, yeah?
And we have to. Bo, just to confirm, you're going to be speaking for the unaffiliated members?
Yeah, I can do
okay,
that.
Okay, what order? Yeah. When is that? Okay, we need to add that.
Can you scroll the agenda back up a bit?
Sorry, Bo, while you're doing those introductions, the one you've, you know, when you started off at 6:44, perhaps just to put in a couple of words almost before the ALS's start of talk about the role of the individual member. This is a unique feature of Norello that I think is worth talking up. And so before starting in with the ALS's, to sort of make a very discreet comment about your participation that way.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Annalisa, you had your hand up.
She is an unaffiliated member, and it's not that she's speaking or would speak for everybody, but it could be an example of an... Because we are the only Rallo that has that now, and I know some of the other Rallos are actually looking into following that model.
Yeah, would you like to do that, or... I mean, what about... Is Eric on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Eric, you became the unaffiliated representative, but you are not here. I mean, do you want to, do you and Wendy want to sort of just briefly chat with each other, and Wendy can kind of talk about anything you wanted to say regards the unaffiliated representatives, or?
I'm sure Wendy can take care of this.
Okay.
I don't think she'll have to waste time back.
She seems to be willing to volunteer, so.
I'm happy to do that, and since you'll be speaking as chair, I'm happy to add another voice to the discussion.
Okay.
There is one thing I would like, and that is to thank Vint for his assistance in Haiti last year. If you could do that, Bo, that would be good.
Thank Vint for his assistance in Haiti?
Yeah, he'll know what it means.
He'll know what it means. Okay, sure. Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Is he doing anything for Japan? Do we know? No. All right. Okay. So then...
I'm not in the loop on that one, so I can't answer.
Okay. All right. So then... Okay. So going back to this then, I will make I'll say something about unaffiliated ALSs. I'll sort of nod to Wendy, and she can speak briefly to support the point that we actually have unaffiliated ALS or unaffiliated members in NA RALO.
Okay, so she can...
What was your comment?
Just to confirm, Wendy is going to be speaking directly after Bo, is that right? After you, Bo.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Is that it?
And the NSA is thank you.
Okay.
To everybody.
And also
maybe you can thank Vint for... we'll find... I don't actually have a role thanking Vint, so if somebody's going to thank Vint for something, you're the man. In fact,
and Google. And Google. Oh, no, I'm going to say something about Google at the beginning, too. You know what I think?
Like Annalisa has her hand up.
I haven't forgotten.
Is there... there may have been a slot higher, but a slot to thank the staff members that support the Norello? Yeah. Yeah.
This looks like a good spot for that, yeah? Gareth?
It's not clear to me where you're going to fit in the references to the ALSs that are not present.
Yeah, I think that's just because we didn't write them down. So at the end, I think, is what we talked about. So after you're done, I'll just step forward and say... You know, the following esteemed organizations were unable to join us. I won't say it that way, but, you know.
And maybe just quickly point people to the pegboard where the fact sheets will be so that they could find out more about it, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right, then. Any other comments on this particular agenda? Heidi? Yeah.
Just a quick comment. We're going to be having, we have 150 brochures, Norello brochures in English, French, and Spanish. Do you want to hand them, distribute them, or how would you like to use those during the showcase?
Can we put them, is there a table kind of table display or just a table at the in the area that they can be laid out on appropriately?
Okay, we'll talk with meeting staff about that.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on this particular agenda run through here? Matthias.
When you do the ALS presentation, perhaps you could say that there's an ICANN booth on the first level, And there will be some volunteers from NARELO on the in the booth during lunch breaks and coffee breaks in the coming days. So if somebody's interested and wants to have you know, some more information about the ALS application process and all that, they can talk to you.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Actually, I was going to suggest even just saying word as almost an action item. If anybody's interested in joining NARELO, you're going to get an awful lot of North Americans in that room. And sort of as a follow-up, if you're interested in joining, there's the table, or find anyone that's wearing one of the buttons and ask about it. You know, that might be, I don't know if that's unreasonable, but...
No, I think it's a fine idea.
Do you have more buttons?
Okay, now I have a couple questions. Catering, and that's going to just take care of itself. That's all set. Hello, catering. Anything we need to know about that? That's just going to happen? Somebody's doing that?
Yes. At 3:15, we're meeting with meeting staff, and we're going to do a walkthrough with all catering, et cetera. They have known for weeks that it could potentially be above 200 people, so we'll walk through everything on that.
Okay. And everything was all cleared up regards the grant that Chris got, and that's all set?
Yeah, we've been in touch with Maurice and his contact at Google about that.
Do we have all the banners that we need, all of the gear? Who's on banner?
Matthias is doing that, but I'm sure he's set. We can confirm when he comes back in.
Okay. All right. Now there's some reader board stuff and some video that goes along with this. So can we look at that? Make sure it's all kosher. Annalisa.
So Bo, I know you guys talked about it, but is there going to be a very clear sort of, there's the brochures over there, downstairs is that I can make, this is how you sign up to be an ALS, because I think this is probably our best opportunity for getting new membership. It's right there and then in that room. It's probably a better opportunity than almost anything else we do.
Yeah, I think you're right. Does anybody have any suggestions on that? I mean, we went over, and I'll make sure to say some of the things we talked about regards brochures and talking to people with button, but I mean, is there like a form that we, can we put forms out?
I think in the brochure there is a URL that tells you where to go.
There's a URL on the brochure?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we make sure that that's in fact, anybody got a brochure?
Isn't that true?
Can we check to make sure that's the case?
You need a spare. If you have enough to go around? I have about 300.
You have a spare brochure?
The brochure is online. I don't remember where.
Can we just see one?
Oh, not with me.
Not with you. Okay. All right. Well, Annalisa makes a good point, so we'll make sure that we do that.
Oh, and Bo, and when you're drawing the attention, maybe just a line about who can become an ALS. I mean, aside from the individuals, because some people may think you have to be ISOC, or you have to be something that's already in the model, but it's about associations and, right, other groups. They might be standing there and not recognize that they are eligible.
Okay. Yeah, I can make that point. I mean,
any nonprofit group or individual, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Any nonprofit
group.
It doesn't
even have to be incorporated. I
mean, well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we'll do then. Okay. All right. So let's review when we have the chance. I think Matthias is doing that now, the reader board and the video. I thought I heard Jolie said he had a video that he wanted to... He hasn't finished it. Okay. Are there any other quote-unquote assets that are going to be played or shown during this that we need to review before they go up? Like the reader board stuff, or that's all set? By reader board, I mean the stuff that appears on the screen.
There's a PowerPoint presentation, but we need to update it with the information from this meeting. So, well, we can review it when we meet at 3:15.
At 3:15. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What are we forgetting? There's got to be something. Go ahead, Darlene.
I just wanted to make sure that, yeah, so make sure that if you do want to be part of this, you know, make sure you do meet in the lobby at by 3:15 so that we can all go up, because the elevators are locked, so we have to go up as a group.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
I waited 20 minutes for an elevator yesterday. I was in the tower, though. Okay.
Just to get up onto that floor, right? You can't just go up there any old time.
Okay. Anything else? No? We're set?
Just two updates on the banners. Jolie, they should be arriving today. Jolie sent them, so they should be arriving today. I'll check on them. And we're going to have a staff member in Tower Salon A, in case people have not seen the room change, directing people up to the Alexandra room.
And is there a sign, too, or we don't need it? We'll do a sign.
We can arrange for that, too.
That would be great. Okay.
Good idea.
All right. As long as I'm standing up here, can we now go back?
Jolie.
Go ahead, Jolie.
Just want to make sure that people know that the Digital Be Connect room, if it's been linked on, I can check to see if it's linked on the site and everything. Maybe Matthias could look into that.
Can you repeat, please? We didn't get that. I'm sorry.
I believe he was saying about the Adobe Connect room that maybe that should be posted. Is that correct, Jolie?
Okay. Well, I'm sure he'll email or Skype chat. Okay. All right. Any more questions on this? Doesn't look like it. All right. So can we bring the agenda of the actual NARALO meeting up, and we'll see if there's anything on there that we want to engage in discussion on. Otherwise, I'm inclined to just sort of have this be our meeting at this point. Annalisa?
I have a question. Is there going to be a photo moment? There was at the last meeting. It might be something we want to just, I don't know, organize now so that people don't scatter. But if there's not, that's fine, too.
It would be nice to have one.
Actually went together, especially including Vint and Rod and the group together, I think would
yes.
be a very nice thing. We haven't had something like that practically since the formation in San Juan.
And a thought might be that Rod and Vint and some of the earlier speakers may be darting out, right? Because I know Rod wasn't able to stay in the entire La Crallo showcase. So if we wanted to do something like that.
Right at the beginning, like at 5:02.
Yeah, I can look into that. I do believe that Rod may need to step out before the end of the showcase. But again, I don't know whether he's going to show up 5 minutes before either. So let me look into that.
Jolie, are you still there?
Yes.
Do you have anything that you need to address regards? I think we agreed not to. What's the latest on the webcast? We're not doing it, right?
Yeah, no, we're doing it. We've got an Adobe Connect button, and they're going to sort it out.
Oh, you're doing it through Adobe Connect. That's what that was about. Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I can't start. We're going to do it.
Okay. Good. Okay. Going once, going twice. All right. Let's make this an interactive agenda. In other words, let's pick something that we really want to talk about that makes sense, if anything, and if there isn't, then we all have a ton of work to do for today and for the rest of the ICANN meeting. So we've hit that. I don't think we need to update ourselves on the meeting because it's just the first day. Key policy discussions and ALEC policy discussions. I'm wondering if we can call on Evan for some policy summary updates, given that he's been involved pretty heavily with new GTLDs. I'm not sure everyone here was present for Sunday's discussion, if that's the case. Can you do that for us?
Sure. Obviously, the hot topic through this week has been the consultations between the board and the GAC about the new GTLDs, with the Government Advisory Committee having submitted their scorecard, the board having done some responses. They've done some ping-pong between themselves on it, and that game of ping-pong is indeed continuing this week with additional sessions having been added, I believe, tomorrow and Thursday between the board and GAC. in addition to everything else that's being done. So that's affected meetings such as Constituency Day on Tuesday and things like that. A couple of interesting things have been the role that ALAC's been asked to play in this, which is more than we expected. We have been formally requested to submit a statement to the public consultation on this issue tomorrow. And yesterday, during the ALAC-GAC meeting, we were also asked to reply directly to the GAC on our comments on their scorecard. So those things are being done. The statement for tomorrow, obviously, is going to be very high level, very brief. Obviously don't have a lot of time for consultation, so it's going to be somewhat sweeping and essentially saying, we think the GAC has a point, there's a lot of common ground here, but we think there's some sanity that can be had in the gap between the two positions. So it's not going to be a whole lot more than that. On the detailed thing that the GAC has asked for, we intend to go into somewhat more detail. During the meeting yesterday, the point was made that we are actually much closer probably to the GAC position on GTLDs than just about any other constituent in ICANN. A point of view I think they found very welcoming, considering that they've been a bit of a target of a shooting gallery here. And in fact, in the public forum tomorrow, there's some people on the GAC that have privately expressed the thought that the forum that's being designed has enabled them to continue to be part of the targets of a shooting gallery. But the scorecard, at least from the consultations that we've been having within ALAC so far, seem to indicate that there's a lot of merit in what the GAC has been proposing, especially in some of their comments. We share their dislike for the existing process on objectionable strings. We're not totally crazy about their proposed replacement, but at least some replacement is called for. On things like intellectual property, we're with them sort of a good chunk of the way. They've gone maybe a little too far in some aspects, but we think, again, there's some sanity to be had in finding a place in that gap. So that's where things are on the real hot topic. It's very difficult to in fact, have any discussion about GTLDs that doesn't sort of consider this GAC board consultation. Yesterday, when Kurt Pritz came to address ALAC on the issue, it's the first time, I think, on this issue that we've ever gone under the time allotment for the meeting, basically because everyone knew that there wasn't a whole lot of news, there wasn't a whole lot more that can be said, and who knows, there's going to be a whole lot of change happening, perhaps, to what's happening with that. So, that session with Kurt was in some ways, to me, almost surreal. That's the main overriding topic. The other one that's sort of going forward that's a little bit more medium term, considering that eventually closure will come to the GTLD space, is on the issue of consumer choice and consumer protection. This has been a major point that's been raised by the GAC in its scorecard. It's something that's been very important, at least from the at-large point of view, and we need to get some clarification from the board. What do they consider to be a consumer? Is a consumer, when they talk about consumer choice, are they talking about registrant choice as they're choosing a domain, a registrar, and so on, or are they talking about end users who, in fact, are using the Internet but are not involved in shopping for domains, but they're a casual byproduct of this? So once we get an idea of what they want, we have seen that consumer choice and consumer choice, confidence and innovation, or there's something like that, that's actually a line item in the strategic plan of ICANN. So we intend to take them up on that and press this issue in seeing what kind of rights and responsibilities do we want to entrench into the DNA of ICANN. And I see that as an ongoing process that, in fact, is just starting to gain steam. There is a consumer issues meeting being taken place tomorrow. It, in fact, conflicts with some of the ALAC policy work, so there will be a few people missing from the ALAC meeting, as I believe it will be Cheryl Bowen and myself who will be at the consumer meeting. But please be aware, ongoing, this is something that is going to require Naralo's active participation as part of this process.
Evan, this is Eric, if I may.
I'm not chairing.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Thank you. Evan, the linguistic and culturals and the public applicants are going to be closer to the GAC position than not. So if I were there, I would be rounding them up to make sure that it was not just ALAC saying that the GAC is in this unfortunate position of being the only bad person in town. Good luck.
Eric, we've been used to being painted into a corner before. Being painted into a corner alongside the GAC is not necessarily the worst situation we could be in. I mean, I've heard from some people that essentially have said that the GAC has kicked in the door in breaking down barriers to cross-constituency participation, and ALAC is more than happy to walk in behind them and through the door and try and drive this forward.
The chair wishes to recognize our guest colleague chair from Urallo. Did you just need a power strip or something, or
No, thanks. Actually, I intended to join your meeting right from the beginning, but outside I bumped into somebody I was looking for the last couple of weeks. It was the only opportunity to have a quick talk. And I wanted now to use the rest of the opportunity taking part in your monthly meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wolf. You're always welcome, especially if you bring food, which you didn't today, but we'll let it go because there's food later. All right. I'll just give people a quick update on a policy issue, which has actually gotten kind of interesting, and that is the consumer constituency, proposed constituency charter. Alex Gakuru of the NCUC and I worked on that quite a bit yesterday with staff. We've already had our first sort of controversy in the sense that I don't want to use the word controversy, but we are replying to, or the NCUC is replying to, the GAC scorecard, and not quite in harmony with all of the other new proposed constituencies. So the nonprofit operations constituency has backed off, and it'll just be very interesting to see how this GTLD, not only the GTLD issue, but the GNSO reform goes with this new proposed constituency issue. So we'll see.
Bo, is your group taking a position sort of similar to ALAC, that the GAC has a good point to be made, or I'm just curious to know the territory you're staking out on this?
Basically, Avery put together a lengthy document on behalf of the NCSG and the NCUC, and sort of wanted to see if all of the proposed constituencies were going to go through with it. Yes, it does sort of say that there's a lot of things. They do agree with a lot of things, but they also make some comments about Section 6 and Section 11, primarily having to deal with issues of copyright and law enforcement that I have some concerns about. So that's where we pulled back.
Well, Mr. Charlie, I'll say the one thing that it does support is the applicant, you know, the JAF, the applicant support, and makes a strong statement in support of that. I think it's something that at large should support as well.
Jolie, that point is being made loudly, and it's been made frequently. During the ALAC-GAC session yesterday, the fact that ALAC was the initial and, as of right now, the only constituency fully supporting the jazz group was made and certainly not lost on the GAC attendees in the room. It's my understanding right now GNSO Council has not approved the renewed charter for the jazz group, so as of this moment, it's going it alone as an ALAC-sponsored initiative.
Yeah, I think you made that point very clear, or made the whole point very clear yesterday. That was well done. Okay, we have about 15 minutes. We can take up a few different issues. The one that's up here now is the framework for the operating plan and budget. Gareth and I made some suggestions for that that I don't necessarily know that everybody had a chance to process. We can discuss some of that stuff now, or I was thinking that in light of the showcase that is about to take place, does the showcase give us any ideas for holes in areas of holes in areas where we think we might like to ask for more money for recruiting purposes or outreach or anything like that? So I'll throw the table open to that. I mean, in a sense, the discussion is a bit of a moot exercise because I think the budget request has already been sent. But just for, you know, general brainstorming for future budget requests, anything we'd like to bring up on that?
Can we get a status on the Norello submitted budget items that have already been put in?
I will ask staff.
Yes, we're going to have actually two chances to speak with Juan and Akram. The first one will be tomorrow between 11 and 12:30 and the ALAC policy discussion part two. And then for those of you who would wish to come to the XCOM meeting on Friday, they'll be spending nearly an hour with us so we can go over the details of the budget requests. And also in your packet, you will see the actual budget requests. So please do review those as well.
Garth Bruin has joined us. Garth, we earlier went through the showcase run-through today. Did you have anything that you wanted to bring us up to date on? You've got your little introduction prepared and whatnot that you're going to say, I'm guessing, and you had a report you published today, is that right?
Thanks, Bo. The report will be published tonight. I mean, I'll be able to discuss the details, briefly at the showcase.
Can we have a little flavor for it now?
Sure. I'm covering six topics in particular. The first one is a few registrars that I'm concerned about their legal status in terms of lawsuits and some other activity that may jeopardize their status. So that they should be watched carefully. The second issue concerns privacy and proxy registrations and their use by illicit purposes and illicit organizations. And I actually already published a Circle ID article about that, but I'm going to be detailing the privacy services that are most used for illicit purposes. I'm also going to be reporting on who is sponsoring Viagra sites that include the word Viagra in the name as a kind of a metric on which registrars may be attracting the attention of people who violate trademarks. Some other areas I'm going to be talking about are, we did a very long and comprehensive survey of all of the registrars and the availability of bulk whois services for sale. The results, unfortunately, do not paint a pretty picture of compliance. And we'll be detailing the registrars who talked to us and the ones who wouldn't talk to us. We actually have one registrar who threatened to blacklist our email if we contacted them again. I'm also going to be revealing our general data on spam and other illicit activity on the Internet.
Thanks. That sounds sounds pretty good. Anybody have any...
Actually, Garth, you may be happy to know that based on on the way that the meeting with the GAC went yesterday, it looks like they're also going to be very eager to see this kind of finding in a way that perhaps other constituencies have not been eager to hear it. Just hearing that, today I believe they had the IGF forum where there was a lot of talk about law enforcement issues and things like that going on. But even at the GAC yesterday, their scorecard is dealing very much with protection issues. And things like scammers, phishers, and this kind of thing are very, very much on their radar. And this is probably the kind of data they're going to find very useful as the GAC now sort of asserts itself. This is the kind of backup I think they need.
Yeah, I was also talking to Rudy Van Snick a little bit yesterday, and he's got, I mean, you guys are connected, right? You and Rudy? Yeah, yeah, okay. And he's thinking about making us some kind of, you know, announcement of a special task force or whatever within ICANN or within interested people. So if I hear anything more on that, I'll bring it up. Okay. We have about 7 minutes, so let's take a vote. Who would like to wade through some of the material on budget? Show of hands. Who would? We'll give you a private briefing. Who would like to take the remaining 7 minutes to think about the showcase and make sure we've got all our I's dotted and T's crossed? Show of hands. Nobody. Who would like to just be left alone and have 7 minutes to send emails? Okay. Well, I'm going to end the meeting now then. Oh, we have a...
Has it been published about the next North American meeting?
We could talk about the town hall.
Okay. Hang on 1 second, Jolie. The question is the next...
I set up this girl a webcast and she's going to cost $300, and it wasn't clear to me who's going to pay her the money.
The question was the webcast is going to cost $300. This is we're not talking about the town hall, not the showcase. And Jolie's not clear as to who's going to pay. There was a pretty long exchange on email about this.
Amy, are you able to speak to that? Because I know that we actually have a very generous offer now from Desiree Milosevic from .me. She's contributed the extra $400, so we've reached the goal of $1,000 for that. But Amy, could you offer anything?
Total, we have a fund that totals about $1,000. Right now, I'm taking just collecting invoices. I'm passing those off to Mark to get paid for. So I'm making sure that nothing exceeds the money that we have, but I'm not actually in charge of making sure people get paid.
Okay, do you think, you're doing catering, I don't know what other costs there will be, but could the $1,000 cover the $300 for?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so Jolie, do you want to get in touch with Amy then?
I think as long as Amy has it in hand, then that's good. You know, that NADA will expect Amy to be responsible for paying her.
Okay. Let's take this particular part to email with, you know, you can include me and Amy, Jolie, and we'll work it out. Is there anything else you wanted to specifically say about the town hall, the presentation, and that kind of thing, or was that it?
I'm a little concerned about promotion, you know.
Well, we have Amy from Epic here. Amy, did you want to take a minute to address the promotions at work at the moment?
Well, right now we have about 50 people registered to attend either via the website registration or the Facebook registration, and I'm keeping track of that. For registration, we have the media advisories out. The website is up and has been very well publicized. We also have a variety of different organizations. I've been following it on Twitter all day, and it keeps popping up every now and then. But the registrations keep coming in. Every time my phone goes off, it's another person who's registering for the event.
Do we have an estimated number of registrations?
Right now we're at about 40.
That's good.
So, Amy, does that include people from at-large or from Naralo and other people from at-large?
That only includes what I have physically either in my email or on Facebook and the speakers.
Okay. So have any of you here actually registered yet? Okay. Well, everyone I'm assuming here is going to go, and I would hope that others from at-large here as well. So I would assume that's going to be at least 30 plus.
Mm-hmm.
How large is the auditorium?
Actually haven't been there yet. I'm going there later today. I just got in this morning.
Is this a walking distance from here?
Yes. Well, it's about 20 minutes, but...
I'm wondering about... wondering about flyering the showcase event tonight. You know, if maybe a quick flyer could be run off.
I can come up with one and get it run off.
And if I could just comment on the taxis, we're organizing, or at least we're looking into the rates for taxis from here to the CBS Interactive. And if you could meet approximately at 5:30, start gathering down in the old part of the lobby, and we'll get taxis to that area.
Okay. Anything else, particularly from any of our folks who are teleconferencing in? Okay. Well, I want to congratulate and thank everyone. Not only are we putting on a Norello showcase, we're also putting on an internet, helping to put on an internet town hall and all sorts of other things here in San Francisco. So it's very impressive. We want to thank Eduardo for his work in coordinating the showcase, and Alisa, Darlene, Evan, and obviously our staff here, whom we are very appreciative of. And thank you again very much. Oh, and Epic, yes, Amy and Epic and Mark, of course, who really took the lead and made this happen. We appreciate that. So thank you very much. See you later.